Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday morning. It's 6:40 now at KRDO's Morning News. Going to go to the news line this morning. And joining us is Colorado Governor Jared Polis. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
And I understand, Governor, you are celebrating your 100th day in office today. Is that right?
We are, and we're doing that starting out in Trinidad, Colorado, and going to be in Pueblo and Colorado Springs today as well.
Yeah, so you're making kind of a statewide tour. It's going to be a long day, isn't it?
Well, you know, one of the things I really focus on is sort of Colorado for All is the concept. So we're spending a lot of time on the road, usually 1 to 2 days a week to make sure we're not just in Denver, that we're in, you know, Grand Junction and Pueblo and Colorado Springs and Greeley and everywhere else in this great state.
Absolutely. And have you had good response from the different communities for doing that?
Yeah, many of them are just sort of excited to see a sitting governor and be able to, you know, visit and share a little bit about what makes a community tick, and also what are the priorities for different communities in terms of economic development and legislation and how we can better run the state agencies. So I really learn a lot that helps inform my governorship as we spend time in communities across the state.
Well, and Governor, let's talk about your first 100 days. Of course, we can't say it has not been without controversy, right? And if you don't mind, let's start with the red flag bill that was passed into law last week. And you are looking at communities, I'm sure you're hearing it as well, on your statewide tours, that some communities are highly concerned with the red flag bill.
You know, mostly what I hear about, the biggest things I would say are the things that the state does, you know, healthcare, education, roads and traffic. I would say those are the big three. So really, the bulk of our efforts are oriented around, you know, doing something about those needs. We have a record level of transportation funding. We were able to work with the legislature to have an increase of about a third from the Hickenlooper proposed budget for transportation, which, you know, will start making a dent, right? There's a lot of needs there. The voters just turned down two initiatives that would have funded roads, but we're doing the most with what we have. And then in education, I'll actually be visiting the kindergarten classroom in Colorado Springs District 20 today. We are going to be starting free full-day kindergarten this fall. So, I mean, that the final version still needs to pass the legislature, but it passed the House 53-11, very strong bipartisan vote for full-day kindergarten.
And you're seeing a good response in communities about the full-day kindergarten?
It's really exciting. So first of all, you some districts in Colorado Springs and Pueblo 1670 that have full-day kindergarten already, but it's been unfunded. It's not funded by the state. So they're basically dipping into their one grade, 1 through 12 money, pushing it down to kindergarten, which means larger class size, not paying teachers as well for the other grades. So like Pueblo 60 gets about $6.5 million out of this, Pueblo 70 about $4.5 million. Many of the Colorado Springs, El Paso districts that have it will get, they'll get additional funding from the state, so that kindergarten is no longer a burden for them. It's no longer, you know, I come out of the business world, it's no longer a loss center. It becomes sort of a break-even proposition, so they're not having to take money out of the other grade. So it's really a strong investment in our schools, and that's something that we hear about across the state. It's just the right thing for kids and families.
Well, and I'm sure might be great news for some schools, like you're saying, like in Pueblo District 60 and 70, with some school districts across the state having to look at, you know, decreasing class days to 4 days and struggling with some funding.
Yeah, and so like some districts, like District 20 that I'm visiting, like many districts, it's not free today kindergarten. Parents have to pay for it. And so and that's how most districts in the state are. So most of the Denver metropolitan districts, including Denver and Jeffco, the two biggest in our state, out west, Mesa County, parents pay several hundred dollars, Douglas County, parents pay several hundred dollars a month for kindergarten. And what happens is many parents simply can't afford the full day. So their kid just starts already at a place that might be behind other families who can afford full day kindergarten. Of course, as you indicated, it doesn't solve, you know, the resource issue in our schools, but mm-hmm. by freeing up those resources, it would give districts that have a 4 day week, if they choose, to go back to a 5 day week. I mean, those are all local decisions. We respect that. Those are school board decisions. That's why we have school board elections. I mean, there'll probably be some candidates who say we want 4 days, some who say we want 5 days. And in each district, the people will make that decision.
Okay, Governor. And I know you've got a very busy schedule today again. Lots of stops. So let's tell us again where you're stopping. Your first stop is in Trinidad this morning.
Yeah, we're going to revisit we're actually in Levada. There's a land exchange we're highlighting. Trinidad, Pueblo, visiting some health centers, visiting a kindergarten in Colorado Springs. So really a number of stops in southern Colorado and then up towards Colorado Springs, which, you know, it's always great to be in southern Colorado and really understand a lot of what we need to do to help improve the quality of life and grow the economy here.
Absolutely. Well, Governor Jared Poiles, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your very busy schedule this morning, and I'm sure we will talk with you later today when you're in the Springs.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.